At Sunbelt Ag Expo 2011, I'm visiting with our show director here. And Chip, tell us a little bit about what we're going to find this year at the show.
I'll tell you what, we've got a great lineup of exhibitors this week showing the latest technology that agriculture has to offer. We've got several new initiatives this year. We've enlarged our horse arena, the new Prefert Horse Arena. We have Arkansas as our spotlight state for the first time this year, and we're thrilled about that. We have the new Georgia Agriculture Building, a joint venture between the Georgia Department of Agriculture and Georgia Farm Bureau. We're going to showcase Georgia agriculture every year in that building now. Reinke Irrigation has made a significant investment in our Darrell Williams Research Farm with a new eight-tower pivot that is hooked with the three-tower Reinke pivot and the lateral Reinke irrigation system through a telemetry system where Michael can literally control those units from the PC, laptop, smartphone, which makes us more efficient. We get it cut on in a more efficient manner. We get it cut off when it's raining. We can control it, put out various amounts of water throughout the field. Also working with the Flint River Soil and Water Conservation Service and the Stripling Irrigation Center, showing the variable rate technology this year in irrigation, using the moisture sensors to put out variable rates of irrigation water throughout the fields, with all the goal becoming more efficient stewards of the great resource called water. Weather permitting, our field demos will be growing on in cotton and peanut harvest, hay harvest. Trimble has their precision ag demos going on in the fields this year. We have our Chevy GMC truck driving range. We have the John Deere ATV Gator test track in the fields. A wide array of livestock exhibits and demonstrations, whether it be the cattle management seminars, the equine demonstration sponsored by Southern States that I mentioned, the sheep and goat demonstrations, the fish ponds, the poultry demonstrations, the alpacas, and the dairy section. We'll have a cow milking contest at 2:30 on Tuesday. A great opportunity for us to just create awareness for agriculture. In addition to that, we have something for the entire family, whether it be the hunting and fishing section, the ATVs, the auto show, antique tractors, the family living section, the stock dog trials, and the list just goes on and on.
Yeah, you've got just about everything here at this show, and I'll tell you what, talking about the new building, those might come in handy today, depending on how this weather goes, I'll tell you. But let's see, just kind of your expectations. I don't know what you mentioned that we had some rain last week. We might get some more today, but I guess that maybe is – it's kind of a good news, bad news.
It is. It's real hard to complain about rain because we've been in an extreme drought this year. And we're going to take it however the good Lord sends it today, and we're going to deal with it, you know, from the parking lot standpoint to the field demos. If you've got any questions about coming, just check with us, 229-985-1968, as far as the status of the field demos. We're just looking forward to a great week. And we will announce how much demos will be going on in the field, depending on how much rain we get.
That's right. Well, thank you very much. We're here at Sunbelt Ag Expo, and that is being done courtesy of the New Holland Boomer 555 contest this year. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.